president says hush money, not a crime.
They didn't come out of the campaign. They came from me.
Hurricane targets Hawaii.
It's going to be a lot of rain, a lot of strong wind.
A child in a hot car. Police won't help.
I don't know if I'm watching my baby die right in front of me.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. It was well after midnight when President Trump fired off an all-caps tweet. No collusion, rigged witch hunt. His latest display of frustration with the Russia investigation comes on the heels of his former attorney, Michael Cohen, implicating him. CBS's Major Garrett says the White House insists no crime was committed in the payoff to two women.
They weren't taken out of campaign finance.
President Trump repeatedly said secret payments from former attorney Michael Cohen to two women who alleged affairs with Mr. Trump do not violate federal campaign laws because they came from Mr. Trump's personal funds.
They didn't come out of the campaign, and that's big.
Cohen, who has turned against the president, told a federal court he paid Daniels, quote, in coordination with and at the direction of then-candidate Trump to influence the election, thereby confessing to a violation of election law. Back in May, Mr. Trump acknowledged that Cohen was reimbursed through a monthly retainer to stop what he called false and extortionist accusations about a more than decade-old affair. Now the president claims he knew only after the fact.
Did you know about the payments?
Later on, I knew. Later on.
Which also contradicts what was captured in a secret recording by Cohen when he discussed with Mr. Trump one of the payments before the payment was made.
So what are we on? Funding? Yes.
I'm Stephen Portnoy, live at the White House. In his Fox News interview, the president warned of consequences should Congress impeach him.
I don't know how you can impeach somebody who's done a great job. I'll tell you what, if I ever got impeached, I think the market would crash.
In this midterm election cycle, top Democrats say they don't intend to make impeachment a major campaign issue, as my colleague Nancy Cordes reports.
Democratic leaders from Pelosi on down insist that impeachment is not a priority. They're wary of whipping up the GOP base with 2.5 months to go before the midterm elections.
Impeachment talk is something that is not something that we should be engaging in right now.
It's a Watergate moment.
Connecticut's Richard Blumenthal was the only Senate Democrat willing to go there.
Every single remedy, including indictment of the president, should be on the table.
I don't think he can be indicted while sitting in office.
Utah Republican Orrin Hatch voted to impeach President Bill Clinton in 1999 after he lied under oath to cover up an affair.
Does any senator who supported impeaching President Clinton need to think seriously about impeaching President Trump?
Well, not at this point.
Well, now we shift to Hawaii. CBS's Maria Villarreal is in Maui. Category 4 hurricane bears down.
We do not want to see what happened in Puerto Rico.
Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell warned Hawaiians to take Hurricane Lane seriously. It threatens to bring catastrophic flooding, monstrous surf, and powerful winds.
We've been preparing for this. We'll be ready for this.
People on the islands rushed to get supplies, filling up grocery carts and emptying store shelves. Maui's mayor said they haven't faced a hurricane of Lane's magnitude before.
This is the most serious potential that I've seen, and I've been alive 63 years.
And the latest information from the National Weather Service indicates the winds are now topping out at 130 miles an hour. A juror in the Paul Manafort trial says if not for one holdout, the former Trump campaign chairman would have been convicted on all 18 counts in his financial fraud case. He was found guilty on 8. Paula Duncan tells Fox News she and others tried to urge the woman to reconsider the evidence.
She still said that she had a reasonable doubt. The evidence was overwhelming. I did not want Paul Manafort to be guilty, but he was, and no one's above the law.
The U.S. has gone ahead with its new round of tariffs on $16 billion worth of Chinese products. Beijing, in responding with its own tariffs, said it would file a legal challenge with the World Trade Organization. One of the nation's top college football coaches has been suspended for the first 3 games of the season. Ohio State says Urban Meyer mishandled the case of an assistant coach who was accused of domestic violence.
The suspensions are tough, but I fully accept them. I wish I could go back and make the different decisions, but I can't. These difficult lessons are a constant reminder of the duties and obligations that I have as a member of this university and this community.
The school's investigation found a pattern of troubling behavior by the assistant, Zach Smith. Now to Los Angeles, where CBS's Steve Futterman tells us there could be more legal trouble for a disgraced Oscar-winning actor.
The L.A. County District Attorney's Office confirms it is reviewing new allegations against actor Kevin Spacey. The DA's office is giving few details except to say the case involves sexual assault. The initial investigation was conducted by the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. It decided there was enough evidence to pass it to the DA's office. The DA's office will decide whether or not to bring formal charges.
In Waterford, Michigan, Lacey Guyton was in a panic when she realized her two-month-old daughter was in her SUV, the keys were inside, and it was locked on a hot day. She says she called police twice. The dispatcher refused to send anyone but offered a tow truck company instead. Guyton was finally able to smash the windshield.
There's a mom begging you to come save her daughter's life. You send somebody. If I couldn't get the windshield broken, she wouldn't be here right now. And I hope the dispatcher knows that. And I'm just glad that she's okay.
The police chief's apologized and vows to take disciplinary action. In southwest Florida, red tide has killed sea life and spoiled vacations. Some businesses are reeling. CBS's Peter King is in Orlando.
It's been a miserable summer for Punta Gorda hotel manager Maria Grevy.
Last year they were here, but they this year decided not to come.
They being the tourists. Joey Almeida owns a custard stand on Sanibel Island where business is so bad.
I've had to call four, maybe five individual employees and tell them that, you know, you won't be working until further notice.
Lee County says it'll spend $1 million on ads to bring the tourists back once the red tide subsides. Almeida says that's okay for the short term, but
we need to fix the problem.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
A report due out today from a congressional watchdog group is expected to call on the Trump administration to do more to encourage Obamacare signups. The administration's cut advertising for open enrollment by 90%. Fiat Chrysler's recalling 200,000 minivans and SUVs. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
The recall covers several 2018 and 19 minivans and SUVs, Dodge Journeys and Grand Caravans, Jeep Cherokees and Compasses. Their brake systems weren't built to specifications that can allow gas bubbles to form in the brake fluid, leading to longer stopping distances. No crashes have been reported.
Well, the bidding now tops $2,500 for a New York Knicks fan selling his fandom. This disgruntled fan vows to root for the NBA team of the winner's choosing, attend at least one game, buy jerseys, and watch every game on TV. The Knicks last won a title 45 years ago. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.